They're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix,
go to bootcamp
at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host for this hour of technology information, news, tips, humor, sort of. Mike Rao with me in the studio is Tim Tibbetts and Jim McMahon adjusting their microphones because they're ready. When we hit 10:07, they are ready.
Absolutely.
Sort of.
Some, just sort of like high school. This microphone, something's wrong with it, man. It's in my space.
My space.
It's in proximity to my mouth. Yeah, well, you know.
My space.
Hey, what are we going to talk about today? You know, we've talked about this before, actually not too long ago, like a month or month and a half ago. You know, how are all the different ways that you can get spied on with technology, but with the NSA stories, all I get asked about, emailed about, blogged about is, well, what about this NSA spying thing? And then the latest story this week, which is about the telephone records that apparently the NSA is gathering about all of us. We're going to clear the mysticism there. You know, I notice when I watch the news, they really don't talk about what the NSA is actually doing. They talk about, you know, whose fault it is and how illegal it is, but they don't say what they're doing, which drives me crazy. We're going to tell you what they're doing, and then you can make up your own mind.
Technology in the mainstream media, you got to give them, like, 1 to 2 months, and then they'll say, breaking news!
Yes, exactly. This has been going on for years, I mean, but it's funny.
People are using the internet. Details at 11.
Breaking news, there's a cool new media player out called the iPod.
Details at 11.
Stay tuned. And the weather after that, in case you don't have the internet.
We'll also have our Geek of the Week software pick. Website of the week this week, you pick it. Call in. Give us a humorous or funny website. Make it clean.
I picked one.
We'll screen it. Yeah, but you're not qualified.
Says who?
Well, you can't win the prize. You get a 256-meg thumb drive for free from the computer outlet.
It's an actual thumb.
Yes.
With a stick.
With a little steering wheel on it. Right? It's a thumb drive. Okay, we've got quite a few announcements, of course. Oh, my gosh, what have we been... And then Gus is like, he walks in. We're all peppy and all excited, and we're going to do a great show. And Gus walks in. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Our producer here, Gus, and I say, oh, Gus, what happened? He goes, oh, I was up late last night. Now, usually you think, guy, up late last night, you know, single guy, what's he been up to?
Let me guess.
Yeah, he was
playing some MMORPG.
Was he? He's either, you know, I said, oh, they had a, you know, WWF marathon on Turner Network Television, or you're playing online games until, what was it, 6 in the morning?
What were you playing? We took his mic away.
Baseball game.
Oh. Just a baseball game? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're playing, you, yeah, so you went to a baseball game?
No.
Oh, no. You're playing, yeah, with your baseball game with your thumb and your forefinger. That's insane. You know, get some real exercise. Right here am I talking, you know. I'm the poster child for thyroid disease, I think. Your calls, 421-9325, 421-WFBL. People are listening out there. I'm not calling those guys. But first, we have to get ready with the news with Tim, who's...
I'm busy putting my... Website of the week up in the news and posting today's show.
Okay. Well, go cue the news.
Cue it. All right, I'll put that off for a few minutes. Oddly enough, this isn't really technology, but it kind of is. Walmart is embroiled in a huge legal dispute over the smiley face image, which it wants to trademark in the U.S. You've seen a little smiley face in all the Walmart stores.
Yeah, I think that predates Walmart.
A Frenchman who claims to have invented the yellow smiley face back in 1968 is opposing U.S. retail giant's move. Now, of course, he's the guy who most people think did invent it, but I thought it was Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I'll do the jokes. I'm sorry. That was very funny.
Thank you, thank you. I got more. For some, the image is a reminder of 1970s counterculture. For others, a useful shorthand when sending emails. I'm kind of with the 70s counterculture thing. It's just a smile. It's just a happy. And why can't everybody use it? I don't get it. Well, basically, what happens is the copyright is covered everywhere but the United States. What Walmart wants to do is come in and say, well, we own it in the United States, which... is stupid, but, I mean, you've got smileys on everything. Instant messaging programs, forums, MySpace, everywhere.
Even then, they can only trademark that one singular smiley.
Right.
Right? So if you draw a smiley that's just
with like a bullet hole right through the middle of the blood trickling
like
down. Like the guy on, what was it, Titanic there? One of the guys on the ship that was looking for the sunken Titanic.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yep. But yeah,
he's a lover of Walmart.
That's what somebody was saying. Is all they had to do was just slightly shape it a little differently and move on and go about their own way and copyright their own little smiley face. But oh well. Okay. And we had talked about this before. Directors of the organization that helps manage internet names rejected .xxx as a suffix for adult-only websites.
Now, why did they do that?
I don't have that. That's the funny part. I knew you were going to have to ask me that. The domain name was turned down by a vote of 9-5. I'd like to talk to the five and hear the reasoning besides we're going to get paid. I don't know if they have anything involved in it or not, honestly, but why would you want to do it? All they said yesterday in their statement was that was the vote, and the details and decision will be provided later this week. I haven't anything as of today. If I look, they may have said something, but, I mean, this should be a no-brainer. What's going to happen is you're going to have everybody flocking to buy these .xxx domain names. It's
right.
Just wild numbers. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I would want majorgeeks.xxx just so somebody doesn't use it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You see what I'm saying? So everybody who owns a name is going to, and then you're going to have big fights after that. So somebody bought majorgeeks.xxx, well, then we'd have to be into a lawsuit saying, but we own majorgeeks.com, so we should be able to own that org. XXX.
Plus, I think you earlier made the argument that having the XXX is not the same as creating an adult zone, so you don't have all the adult businesses, you know, in communities. You have them stuck in this little corner. Doing this on the internet wouldn't change a thing. It would actually increase the number of porn sites.
That's the problem. What they're going to end up saying in this deal is that the only way you could do this is to regulate it. So anybody who already owns a name can now have or has to have .xxx. Then you have to decommission their .com, their .net, their .orgs. That would work.
Yes, it would.
But could you imagine the massive amount of work that would go into it?
And fraud.
Absolutely. So.
Ooh.
Spammer gets 8 years without the net. James Anchetta, 21, not only received a 57-month jail term for turning 400,000 PCs on the internet into his own personal spam and adware service, he's also been given an additional 3 years of restricted access to the internet. That totals, obviously, 8 years of a computerless life for the young hacker. Now, he made it. Oh, the guy made a tidy sum out of this little network of zombie computers. And he probably could have continued, but for some strange reason, I don't know what these kids are doing, he tried to hack into the systems of two U.S. government defense agencies.
Oh.
Look, I'm making less money on spam. I think I'll hack the government. They won't notice.
What a dumb thing to do.
You go. So we'll see you in 8 years on the net again. I don't think he'll get a job. A lot of people are like, oh, a guy like that will just get a job in security. Come on. He's spamming stuff. I mean, I can go home right now and set up the same thing.
Set up a bunch of zombie
like
computers.
Crazy. You want to get somebody a job, give me a job. I'll sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a real hardcore. He's not like a real hardcore hacker. Yeah. He's just spamming people off bot machines, you know. Symantec says their security savvy is going to beat Microsoft. I don't know if I can even read the rest of the story. I barely got that out. Oh, boy. Symantec will fight off Microsoft's security software challenge by being better at coming up with new ideas, the company's CEO said last Monday. John Thompson vowed that it would put more resources into research and development over the coming year, speaking to reporters at Symantec's annual Vision Conference. Our strategy is to out-innovate Microsoft. We know more about security than they ever will, Thompson said.
No, your strategy is to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 3 years instead of two years.
Because
you're just putting off the inevitable. Well, just get sell out. If Microsoft comes a-calling, with a big briefcase full of money, just take it.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is antivirus is the largest selling piece of software on computers. It's somewhere, I don't know, they say $2.6 billion.
And what amazes me is some of the best stuff is free.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
So, you know, naturally they're scared. This is one of the biggest things. And you can't look at Microsoft and say, well, oh, they're trying to put us out of business, because they're not. They're trying to secure their operating system.
Right.
But at the same time, they are going to take a big, they're going to take a big dent on a lot of these guys, because it's like MSN Messenger. And the things that come on people's computers, Internet Explorer, it comes on your computer, you use it. So you go and you buy your Dell, it has Norton's on it, you use it. Well, every computer is going to have Windows Live on it.
True.
And you're going to want it. It's got everything. It's got your Skyworks, it's got your antivirus, it's all wrapped into one. I'll be posting this on the technologygeeks.com. The AIM pages, I don't know if you remember hearing about this, AOL wants to be your 24/7 home base for as many users as possible, hence the AIM page, a social networking site, home base. It stays active even when the buddy list is online. So the short description would be MySpace for AOL people.
Right.
Basically, the only reason this is a story is there's some first screenshots of it, and I'll have that link up on the technology.
You mean it hasn't been launched yet?
No, they're working on it, but I tell you, it actually looks like an organized MySpace.
Yeah, well, that's what they purported it to be, but it was supposed to be launched already, so they must be running late.
Should be coming soon.
AOL MySpace Vista.
You think AOL decided they want to get it right?
I don't know. That's a good question. They might have run out of money.
Interesting. I know I sold their stock, so it's probably a good thing to buy. All right, I'm done with you.
Okay, 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your calls. We have one line open. Give us a call if you have a computer question, problem, comment, anything like that. A little bit later in the
personal
show,
problem.
We're going to talk about, that's just you, Dr. Laura. She'll be on later.
Right.
We're going to talk about spying and the NSA, and then recap some of the other ways that you can be spied upon.
She won't take my calls anymore.
Dr. Laura won't?
No.
Okay. Website of the week, pick it, and you get a 256 meg thumb drive, although it looks like Tim is the one that's going to take that. We've got some announcements. And again, your calls 421-9325-421-WFBL. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work to actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Oh, look at that computer. That's the way you do it.
That's the way you do it right here on MajorGeeks.com. So Technology Geeks, we are back. And we're going to go right to the phones. We've got, who do we got here? Mike and Nedro. Hi, Mike. Mike.
Bueller.
How come I can't hear Mike?
Bueller. Anyone? Bueller.
Mike, call back. We're having telephone difficulties. Oh, I locked it. I goofed up.
I think you need to reboot that keyboard.
Reboot the phone system?
Yeah. We defragged it. We need to reboot it.
And here with me, that is Jim McMahon, one of the geeks of MajorGeeks.com. Tim Tibbetts is... What happened to Tim?
I believe...
Did you vaporize him?
He made me very angry.
All right, that's enough.
Marvin Martian references first thing in the morning.
421-9325 is the number to call if you have a call. Mike and Nendro had a question about getting his analog tapes into the computer.
Well, what you can do is, if you're careful, you take your CD drive, open it up, and then just start feeding
the... You're winding the tape around that little spoolie thing, right?
In there. Yeah.
Oh,
you got to be really careful with that. Or you can,
yeah, you can use a program like Cool Edit Pro, which is the top of the line, the most expensive one.
You put tape on my headset while I was gone.
I don't know. How come you weren't here?
I
when
didn't
we
say
came
who.
Back
I said he. I know who did it.
Oh,
Gus.
Gus.
Yeah. I have to prepare.
Yeah, I don't think so. For those of you, we got Mike back.
Somebody better call it a website too.
Push a button. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I have a professional analog multi-track studio, 16-track.
Wow.
And I want to find a way. Right now what I'm doing is I'm mixing everything down to base what is essentially a giant hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what I'd like to be able to do, because I have Acid Pro software, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
It's multi-track, and you have loop capability with it as well. I want to be able to dump those tracks down individually into my computer, right into that Acid Pro, and I don't know what I've got. My computer is FireWire capable. I got a dual processor, two hard drives.
Oh. He's got a lot of power in there.
I'm looking to be able to get something that will do that point.
For you? No, but you could do it. You can't add, I mean, something's got to there's not a lot that's going to automate the process for you. You would literally have to take whatever recording you had. Let's say you had a 16-track recording,
yep,
and dump track 1 to file A, track 2 to file B, track 3 to file C, and so on and so forth, and then import those individually into Acid Pro.
Okay.
And
what I'm doing now actually is I'm making CDs of the individual tracks from that hard drive burner that I have,
mm-hmm,
and then uploading them off the CD.
Yeah.
Well, if you have them on a hard drive, is that hard drive on a different computer or?
Yes. Well, it's actually a piece of outboard gear called a Lesis Master Link.
Okay.
It's got a huge hard drive, but it also allows you to do digital signal processing and.
You're high end. You are high end. Where's your studio?
I just put out a new CD and got a good review on it from Mark Bielzak.
Any geeky music on there? Or, you know, anything about like chips, bandwidth, anything like that?
No,
that's too bad. it is a tremendous labor-intensive process to do that. I've known people who've done it. There's no real easy shortcut to it. You have to do it one at a time. The only other way to do it is to say, okay, here's my perfect mix, and then dump that right down to one track, and then save that, and then save the tapes so that you can always go back to it at some point.
But you would lose your resolution. Does this device that has the hard drive in it, Mike, does that have like a network interface or some other kind of interface where you can access that hard drive directly?
I don't think it does.
That's the only other way I could think to do it, but taking analog recordings and digitizing them is not complicated. But then, if you have multi-track, Jim's pretty much got it right on the head. You gotta, they've all got to be separate.
Yeah, it's not fun because it's linear. You know, it's just going to take time.
The thing is, when you start editing on a track by track basis on the computer, it's so easy. And, you know, so precise, you just get spoiled and you don't want to do it any other way.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's true.
It's a pain. I've dumped a lot of my stuff down. Mine was only 4-track. I'm nowhere near as, you know, that's
I still got 8-tracks. Is that the same thing?
No. Shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
Leo,
no, I'm not.
What a worthless piece of technology that was. But, yeah, I've done it before, and it's no fun. It takes time, and there's no real shortcut.
Well, you're way ahead of the game already.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find a way to get it done.
What's the name of your CD?
It's Spiritual Pitbull Records is the name of the label, and we're turning out. I won a Sammy Award a few years back.
Nice.
Christian rock band.
Excellent.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Sound like Striper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope I don't have that kind of hair.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite band, man. Yeah, just went and saw them twice last year.
Do you wear the black and yellow spandex? That's the big question. I think everybody wants to know that.
Not at all.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so long. 421-9325. Look at that. So you won a Sammy Award.
Nice.
Now that's that Syracuse.
Music, something or other.
Yeah. Arts and music. Or
yep.
I don't think the actual second M and Y means anything.
No.
They just kind of.
Annual music. Yings.
Me. Yeah. Syracuse annual music. Me.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So moving on. 421-9325. 421-WFPL is the number to call. We have got our. Are we going to. What is your web? You picked the website, really?
Yes, I did.
All right.
It's on the website now. It's called Tub Queens.
Wait. I gotta preview this.
It's fine. It's fully dressed women in the bathtub. So, as I've mentioned many, many times before on the internet, the beauty of it is no matter how weird you are, you can find somebody just as weird as you to make you feel normal. So if for some reason you think fully dressed women in a full tub is exciting. I see they have a pay service, so I don't know what you get for the pay part. But there are some free pictures, and it's what I said it is. It's fully dressed women in full tubs.
I don't know which is more disturbing, that site exists or that you found it.
All the stuff I find would just scare what few listeners we have away.
This is the stupidest thing I have ever seen in
my entire life. My job is done.
This is hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, come on.
All right, we're going to get calls.
We're going to get arrested.
Yeah, this is insane.
It's great, though, isn't it? Yeah. Look at he's browsing it. He can't stop.
I've stopped. Trust me.
Speaking of weirdos, you can find we love you, Mike.
Yeah, okay. 421-9325, rescue me. So that is our website of the week, and you do not get a 256-meg thumb drive.
I'd like to see Flat Tim on that site.
Yeah, we could get Flat Tim
in the tub.
Yeah.
I haven't put it up, but Flat Tim, actually, this week I've got submissions from Australia and Austria and playing with a robot dog,
nice.
Which is kind of cool. Apparently this robot dog attacked Flat Tim, and there was a whole mess with that. But but flattim.com, you can see those pictures of the travels of Flat Tim.
Nice.
And Flat Tim's haircut. Which,
we're thinking of giving Flat Tim an updo later this week.
Yeah, a new one?
Yeah.
What about my new thing there?
That's not a soul patch. That's dirt, right. My friend.
What are you doing on your thing? You're playing. I'm putting flattim.com up there and make sure everything else up there. I am keeping the technologygeeks.com website
current.
Update current as you mentioned, live. Links. So if somebody wants to get the link, because you don't always hear it, or you hear it, and you don't have a pen, or don't remember.
It's Zombo.com.
Zombo, greatest website in the world. Let me put that up.
Yeah.
What's that?
Go to Zombo.com.
Yeah.
This will take a minute and cause some dead air, but
yeah,
basically, Zombo.com is the greatest website
ever
on the internet.
Yeah, period.
Ever.
It's the greatest website ever.
And that
ever
website
made.
Will tell you
that they are the greatest website in the world.
It's Zombo.com. It's Zombo.
Oh, it's a very Google looking logo that they have there.
Yeah.
And then there's a.
Turn your sound up.
A little disco
you
light.
You can do anything.
Sound up. Hold on.
You can do anything.
You can do anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can do anything at ZomboCon. Anything at all.
He doesn't swear or anything.
Nope. That's it.
You heard it all. It goes in loops now. See?
Exactly. That is, you can do anything at Zombo.
You can do anything at Zombo.com, yeah.
Now, what is
it? You might want to turn it down now. That's all it does.
It gets more and more.
It gets
animated.
More and more, yeah. It just keeps going.
Yeah, you actually
sit
there for a few minutes, yeah.
I'm hypnotized now. I can't help it. I have to. This is the stupidest thing.
And it's all shocking right, how far...
He just beat the bathtub queens.
I don't know about that. It's shocking how far that goes without repeating itself.
421-9325, 421-WFPL is the number to call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about NSA spying, what it means, how they can keep your information, what's legal, what's illegal. We're not lawyers, but we slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so we can talk about that. Also, we will have our Geek of the Week software pick, our announcements, and again, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFPL. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFPL.
Yay.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing that information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft, going to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89, less than cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair, call Rent-A-Nerd, 454-5611. That's 454-5611 for Rent-A-Nerd.
Well, I bought it up from Windows Home and tried to boot it up. But when I loaded it up...
The Rolling Stones into Geekdom there. 421-9325. It's the number to call. I am your host, Mike Rayo. Technology Geeks is the show.
The host.
Jim McMahon is in the studio with me, co-hosting, and Tim, as usual, is late. And he's not back from the break.
Apparently,
he needs a little Ritalin, doesn't he? He has a very short...
A little?
Yeah. Oh, he's back now. We got to stop talking about him.
Guys, no one heard that,
no,
right?
No, we didn't. We weren't doing it. Yeah,
like
we weren't
busting out. Like our listeners, I can take you in doses.
Yeah. Or like Ritalin, you could only take it and
take a little at a time.
Yeah,
go to sleep.
Okay, so we've done this topic before, rented lips, quite recently, but it bears updating and repeating. But this is absolutely the last time that we're going to talk about this until the next time, for quite a while. NSA stories, of course, the one where is it legal or illegal to wiretap people? They're invading your privacy, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's just get some clarification on that. Setting aside the technology it takes to wiretap you, which is not all that complicated to do, by the way. what the NSA is doing specifically, or what's been leaked to the press, and I believe they've gone public with it, even though it was supposed to be a secret, is if you are talking to someone overseas, the government's position is you don't need a search warrant to monitor that conversation, because the person at the other end doesn't have the rights that we have as American citizens. Further, what they're doing is they're wiretapping known terrorists. So if you're talking to a known terrorist overseas, the NSA is going to wiretap you without a search warrant from a court. So
fair enough.
Yeah, well, apparently not, because many members of Congress say, well, that infringes on our rights. And I'm thinking, if the government wasn't doing this, I think I'd be a little worried.
Well, that's just that you got a very large, I don't want to say corrupt, but there's a lot of power there, and it gives them the opportunity to pretty much wiretap anybody for any reason whatsoever,
right,
just because they feel like you don't have to be talking to a terrorist. And the scary part is, I'd say...
But their claim is that that's all they're doing, is overseas known terrorists or suspected terrorists.
They're claiming that, but then why don't they set up some sort of format that says how and why they're going to wiretap, instead of saying we just need a broad brush?
Well, first of all, they used to go to these secret courts, these FISA courts, but the reason that they stopped doing it is because it took too long for them to approve the wiretap. They had, like, they could start tapping up to 5 days without a warrant, but within 5 days they had to get the warrant, and the FISA courts took too long to make the decisions. Now, they're still doing everything as if they are going to get approval from a FISA court. They're keeping the same records, doing whatever paperwork they need to do, but they're just not waiting around for FISA to approve it. And again, I mean, if I, you know, I don't know about you, but I mean, I would be shocked if they weren't doing that.
Absolutely. You know? What people forget, because we live a very comfortable lifestyle, is we are at war. And we're dealing with an enemy who may be unsophisticated in our way of thinking, but is very, very smart, and they're using our technology against us. And we need to be able to react very, very quickly. If the government was doing these sorts of things, 9/11 would never have happened.
Right.
We have the greatest technology on the planet. We can actually record these conversations, put them together for pattern matching, and find out what's going on before it happens. You know, it's artificial intelligence in the databases and things like that. I hate the government. Everybody who knows me knows I hate the government. I am the first advocate to bring back tar and feathering. But the number one reason...
You would be
reason,
its first victim, then.
Yeah, the number one reason they exist is to protect the United States. And that's what they should be doing. And I don't trust them one bit, but we are at war. And they should be given the tools that they need to use to fight the war. And this is how this war is being fought. One of them.
Now,
we are trying to get... There are people... Right, they're worried about privacy. People, get over it. You don't have any privacy anymore. Your information is available to anybody right now for a quarter. All right?
Yep.
So just get over that end of it.
Well, we're going to get to that, too. But so this is the existing... this was the old NSA story. I think when the truth came out, they really, you know, because, again, when it first broke, what you heard reported was, well, the NSA is spying on you or monitoring your telephone calls, and then they would have all these experts discuss it, and then they would never say exactly what the NSA was doing. So, again,
right,
if they're talking to, there's a criminal on one end of the line, overseas, who doesn't have rights because he's not a U.S. citizen, and there is a U.S. citizen on the other end of the line, they are going to listen to that conversation if they're able, and believe me, they probably are able and probably are listening, and they're not going to wait around for a court to approve it. But that's what's going on now. Now, go ahead.
Why this is important, I saved this news story for this here, is just that people need to be informed of what it is that they're doing and at least stay a little bit on top of it. There is a new Washington Post ABC News poll out, and it found that 63% of Americans said they found the NSA program to be an acceptable way to investigate terrorism, including 44% who strongly endorse the effort. Another 35% said the program was unacceptable, which included 24% who strongly objected to it. So once they have the majority rule, which they do in this case, they can pretty much go wild. And it's just a good idea to be informed, to know what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong with letting certain freedoms go, in my opinion, to protect yourself to a point. You've got to be able to draw a line in the sand at some point. You've got to know how far they're going to go.
But
and you're talking
about
these huge organizations like the CIA, the FBI. That's a lot of people and a lot of power.
Yeah, I agree, too. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be vigilant. I am saying, though, let's take this most recent example. The NSA is gathering your phone records. Ooh, you know, everybody was scared. Well, this is a Supreme Court decision that goes back to the 90s. that the public doesn't have the expectation of privacy on their telephone records. It sounds strange, it may sound bad, but the NSA is gathering who you call and who you talk to. But they're just gathering the telephone numbers.
Dig this.
Large database of telephone numbers.
Dig this stat. Oh,
just like the phone book.
Yeah, right.
Man, oh, really?
Dig this statistic. 66% said they would not be bothered if NSA collected records of personal phone calls they made. 66%.
And you know what?
That means 66% of the people in the United States
now,
aren't doing
anything
wrong.
I heard at the top of the hour before we came on the air, the CNN news story is somebody suing Verizon to try to put a stop to this. And I'm thinking, how are they going to get away with that? Mm. The Supreme Court ruled on this over a decade ago that this is legal. That you can gather. Now, it's not wiretapping now. This is just collecting phone numbers. No names, no demographic information, no nothing. But why do they need this? Well, again, it's just a bunch of phone numbers. And the people who argue against it say, well, it's like finding a needle in the haystack. Again, on CNN News, I heard, well, it's like finding a needle in the ocean, which apparently a guy lives in Jersey or something. So
it's a river, isn't it?
So what is this? What is this? What are these telephone numbers for? Well, think about it. If I discover a terrorist, or a terrorist operating in the United States, or a terrorist operating overseas, I immediately want to be able to say, oh, what number was he calling from? 234-5555. Good. Show me all the numbers that 234-5555 incoming and outgoing calls or whatever records I can obtain from the phone company. Well, wouldn't it make sense to already have that information? Mm-hmm. Just having that information, they're not doing anything with it, again, unless they are then allowed to conduct a legal search. Right. That's the difference. Again, it's kind of like picking through your trash. You've already made the phone call. The information is... the debate is whether it's public or private. I guess I accept that is a debatable item. The part I don't accept is the debate already occurred, and the Supreme Court has already ruled, and it was a long time ago before we were at war.
And if they have that information beforehand, you can do matching to find out correlations between those numbers.
Exactly, and you need it. What if I say, oh my gosh, I just learned, we compiled some information and we learned that this guy is about to explode a bomb. And now we've got to go to all the phone companies and find out and get his phone records? No. Yeah. You know, the FBI does this stuff every day. They don't subpoena subpoena phone records, but they get them like instantaneously because they're already the phone company's kind of swore to secrecy, but they're all pre-compiled. Hey, we've got somebody on the phone, Bill from Groton. Oh, Bill has an opinion. Hey, Bill.
Hi. Well, I just thought you weren't going to get to the other thing that they were doing is the data mining, the phone number, phone connections, but you already just got to that, so a little bit behind the curve on this one.
We just kept you on hold to make us look smarter.
Okay.
Did you get your T-shirt?
Yeah, I haven't got it yet, no.
Okay. I ordered it either Sunday night or Monday morning. I think they ship from California, so you're looking at 3 to 5 days shipping. So let us know next week if you don't get it. Or you got my email. You can email me, too, and I'll follow up on it. But the orders are in for both you and the gentleman in Clay who won. Like I said, the problem is the shipping from California. So expect it, hopefully, I would think a couple of days, business days, obviously.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so long for now.
My biggest problem with this whole thing is not what they're doing, but the matters of accountability. Which is probably for another topic, but you can't just have the president ruling the NSA with no accountability to other representatives,
true,
to the people.
So, and 19 members of Congress were fully informed on this over 2 years ago, and have been fully briefed on it since it began. Actually, these kind of records have been kept track of longer than 2 years ago. It's just been reported to the public longer than this current administration's been in office.
I kind of parallel what Jim said. You know, it just scares me when politicians start messing around with anything in technology because they're really, they've just proven year in and year out that they have no clue what they're talking about. They do it in large, embarrassing ways. What was the thing about the floppy disk there years back? Was it Hillary or something? Didn't know what it was. Or you got Al Gore says he invented the internet. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
George Senior couldn't check out.
You got the guy suing MySpace now, and there's another article this week. I just deleted it because I didn't want to read it anymore because they're just so stupid sometimes. It's just really scary to me as a general. I hate to lump anybody
because they're uninformed.
I hate to lump anybody into a single category, but you can easily lump politicians into technology challenged.
Well, and the point I'm making is I appreciate that people are looking out for our privacy rights and so forth. That's terrific. But to come out in public and say, oh, well, you know, he's even Bill is using the term data mining. Mm-hmm. Not data mining anything yet,
yeah.
Okay? They're just gathering information and not using it for anything, because it is like it's the giant, most giant of haystacks. We're talking about hundreds of millions of rows of data that they just need to have on hand. In case they need it.
What do you think about, 'cause I was thinking about what you guys were saying the other day. When we started out, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the local police departments, how originally they were so far behind the curve. And now the local police departments are just so good at the technology stuff. What if they handed this down on a local level instead of CIA, FBI?
Well, you know, it's uneven across the country. Certainly the New York State Police, many years ago, in another personality, I wasn't a geek then. I was a Bitehead, I think, mm-hmm. Mr. Bitehead.
Who helped you with that idea?
I don't want to say, because it's from another radio network. But it was like a Mr. Ed kind of theme.
I guess.
So that was very long time ago on FM radio. That's exactly what the thing was.
That's bad.
Wilbur, sleep in the barn with me. So this goes back to the state troopers when cyber crimes, especially sex mm-hmm. crimes against children, were occurring. In the very early days of the internet, when it was really just Prodigy was around, this goes back a long way. Our police department, state police department, was out front on these things and has caught a lot of cyber criminals or criminals who prey on kids on the internet by setting them up and so forth. But I don't think it's as even across the country. I really don't. I don't think law enforcement is as advanced everywhere. Certainly, there are a lot of areas where they're, you know, in the country where they're not as advanced. I can say that, you know, the FBI certainly is way out on front on a lot of cyber crimes and has the ability to do a lot of these things as well.
Yeah, it's crazy what they can do. But I think it's funny with the politicians out there screaming about privacy. You got Chuck Schumer is one of the loudest.
Well, yeah, as long if there's a camera, yeah, he has. People ask him how many miles he gets to the gallon. Yeah. He can't pass a camera.
Yeah.
He can't, or a microphone.
But he's the guy who one of his staffers hacked the Social Security number of the governor of New Jersey, was it, in order to get their credit profile to use for political gain. So he's the guy who is, you know, hacking somebody's privacy, and he's out there saying, we need privacy.
That's why I'm saying I don't trust him. Did you see the article a couple weeks ago where they all went to the news conference at a gas station, and we're talking about, you know, lowering gas prices? They all came in hydrogen vehicles, drove one block away, and they got photos of them getting into Suburbans. And I'm talking about you know, Democrats, and they're getting one was getting to a Concord Chrysler LHS to drive one block.
Yeah, they're all.
It's hypocrisy. I don't want to turn it into. We try to stay politically neutral, the Republican Democrat thing, but it's clear that one party is attacking the other because they feel that they're vulnerable and they're sacrificing. But what they're doing is it's at our expense, regardless of what political affiliation you have.
Well, stupidity.
It's at our expense,
exactly,
which is really, really, you know, infuriating.
Stupidity has no affiliation.
Exactly.
Hey,
we got to take a break. We're way long. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about how you can be attacked and what technologies are out there. We're just going to run them down because we've talked about them before, kind of put them all in a neat package. You should be more worried, quite frankly, the federal government, yes, but your local government can do a lot to spy on you and gather information about you, and you should be aware of that. Also, we'll have our announcements and your calls at 421-9325. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. Could you wait till I get done with the thing before leaving the studio?
I lost interest in you a couple minutes ago.
You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Call the technology geeks now at 0011010001100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 451-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that works for you. Stop wasting your money on endless repairs and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
It's all about the pendants, baby.
It is all about the Pentiums here on MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. We have about 10 minutes left. 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. While we're waiting for Tim to get back, Jim's here, but Tim's not, again. While we're waiting for Tim to get back, let me run down the announcements.
If anybody hasn't guessed, we have one smoker in the studio. And
yes, and he always... hey, you know, I noticed the tape that you put on his chair... It's not there anymore.
Yeah, every time Tim leaves the studio, we do a little something, and the last time we put tape on his chair upside down so when he sat on it would stick to him. So anybody that sees him today will see that, you know, his backside's got a bunch of tape stuck to it.
Tape on it.
So, you know, just say hello and tell him his pants look good. Anybody who sees Tim Tibbetts today.
Speaking of comedy, actually I'll be performing tonight at Cucina di Amore. With headliner Nick Mara, who, if you haven't seen him, the king of the callback, he is absolutely hilarious. It's a very, very funny show. It's the owner Larry's big birthday celebration. Come in and enjoy an evening of great Italian food and entertainment. To make reservations, you call 622-9402. 622-9402. I think the show starts at 8:30, and that way you got plenty of time to have your dinner and enjoy everything. Before we absolutely roast the owner, Larry, at Cucina di Amore, 622-9402. Also, this month is Sierra Mist's That's Funny National Comedy Search, and the Technology Geeks are one of the sponsors. I haven't figured out how yet. But
just sounds good on paper.
Right. Yeah. We'll give away T-shirts or something like that. The preliminary round is on May 17th. That's this Wednesday. Also at Cucina di Amore and Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool, because it's kind of one of the few places you can still do stand-up comedy in Syracuse. If you are a contestant, you want to compete, or you just want to have a great night of comedy, because we do have a national headliner, I think actually Dan Brown, who he won a recent national comedy competition in New York City, if I'm not mistaken. He will be the headliner that night, and of course some great contestants. There's one guy that I auditioned. Absolutely. He's about 21 or 22 years old, and he does this, he does a bit that's about 10 minutes long. He's just gotten into comedy. It's absolutely hysterical, and we limit the contestants to like 5-6 minutes. We don't really let them go over, but we had to make a special exception, because this is the only comedy bit this guy really has, because he's just starting out, and it's 10 minutes long, and it has to go from end to end, but it's so funny that I want him to perform this, especially get it in the media, because I'm reasonably certain he'll make it to the finals. I'm not one of the judges. But then he'll be on television, and then nobody can steal this bit from him, because it's so funny. If he never makes it in comedy, somebody's definitely going to steal this bit, probably me.
Yeah.
The finals actually are May 25th. Now, do you remember the comedy club we did here in Syracuse, Viva Debris?
Yeah.
Owned by Joe DeLion. Joe DeLion is, since he left Syracuse, disgusted with the smoking ban in the closing of the Hotel Syracuse, Joe DeLion left Syracuse, closed his club down, and he has been performing, touring as one of the top comics in the country currently. He's in Las Vegas touring. He's been on Leto. Yeah, that's Letterman and Leno combined. I just made that word up. That's great.
It's a sniglet.
Oh, jeepers. That will be Thursday, May 25th at the Palace Theaters. Tickets are only $10. Phone number is 516-0072. I'll pause so you can write that down. 516-0072 to see a great night of comedy headlined by Joe DeLion. And the best amateur comedians in Central New York will be there performing, the finalists. The winner wins a prize package worth over $3,000. Really cool.
I thought you were going to say it's worth over $3.
Yeah, well, it is.
Well, while we're off topic, I went and looked that up, the Syracuse, the Sammies. It's the Syracuse Area Music Awards, so I don't know why it's not called the Sammas.
Sammas.
But it's SyracuseAreaMusic.com. Again, the link is put up, but sadly it has about as much content on there as Zombo.com.
Without, which is nothing.
Without the
Welcome
looping sound
Zombo.
Effect. There's like nothing here. I'm like, oh, online museum. Let's look this guy up and check out his CD and stuff, and coming soon. I'm like, this year's the people we're playing this year. We're working on it. All right. But if you'd like to look at Zombo.com Jr., it's Syracuse Area Music Awards.com.
Okay, let's run down quickly some other ways you can be spied upon. Well, the one that local people should be or may be getting up in arms on are the public cameras that are seemingly everywhere, especially over those traffic lights in your neighborhood. There are little cameras, 10, 15 of them sometimes, covering an intersection to keep track of people who run red lights. They record accidents so that there's no dispute as to whose fault the accident was, so on and so forth. And, of course, they're always good for a laugh at America's Funniest Home Videos later on. But that joke didn't go over, did it?
That was a joke?
Yeah, okay. all right.
But
those public cameras, cell phones is another thing. You know, they think they can trace you with the cell tower. Well, if you have a modern cell phone, it has a GPS tracker in it. And it was, again, the law was passed for 911. It's a post-9/11 rule, 911 meaning 911 emergency, so they can find you. I can tell you for a fact it works really well because I had a 911 emergency on my cell phone, and they knew what room I was in. I was in a hotel on the first floor, and you know, in one of the banquet rooms and stuff. When I dialed 911 for the emergency, they knew where I was, not what building I was in, where I was in the building.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I got that. Like on my truck, you've got the OnStar; they always know where you are.
Yeah,
it's very, very cool. But sometimes you forget that they always know where you are. But of course, somebody steals a vehicle or something, can find it. But
yeah, so you know, things that are for good also do potentially inhibit your privacy if you care about that kind of thing. I think the people raising the red flags are going, you know, hey, we're giving up all of this privacy a little at a time, and it's being, you know, gradually eroded to where, you know, the only place you're going to be safe is inside your home unless they have one of those laser microphones and they can see inside your house.
Absolutely.
I'd like one of those.
They can hack your keyboards now. They don't need any keyboard loggers or anything. They need microphones to hack your keyboard. They can tell what you're typing by the sound to 99.9% accuracy. So all they have to do is listen to your keyboard from outside your house and know exactly what you're doing.
All right.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, well, conspiracy theories aside, I guess.
No, that's true.
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
Yeah.
Right. Cellular phone traffic interception. Well, both law enforcement and criminals use this too. So if you're talking on a cell phone and you have something that a criminal wants, like you work at a bank, or you own a business and you talk about your private business affairs, including credit card information, on a cell phone, or you use a cell phone to call in credit card purchases, and somebody finds out about it that knows how to hack into your cell phone, you could be in trouble there. Wiretaps, of course, legal and illegal, occur all the time, but generally they have to be legal to be useful in a court of law. Garbage, the police and criminals can go through your garbage. There's no expectation of privacy there. So unless you watch a lot of CSI, you might not know this, but you know, you put your garbage on the curb. The minute in some states, the minute it hits the garbage truck, it's not yours. If it's in the, if it's still in the garbage cans, maybe it's yours. I don't know. Go ahead. Spyware and phishing.
No, I was just saying we're running out of time, but so Jim didn't get to do his Geek Software Pick of the Week, but I put it on the website. Oh, really?
What's the name of it?
Ballmouth, right?
All right, we'll go with that one.
Hope he didn't have one. He had his computer open at Ballmouth. So.
Last one, credit card checks and public record searches. How much time have I got?
5 seconds.
Not much.
Not much.
What a bruiser that is. People will check your credit and your public records and private. Some searches are legal, some are not, and they are often abused. Keep aware of that, and stay tuned next week. We'll have a lot more. So long for now.
See ya.
then maybe later we're gonna burn a dozen CDs.
Talk Radio 1390 WFBL Syracuse. The more you listen, the more you know.